Wisconsin corn growers and organic farmers both have a stake in the outcome of a complaint the U.S. filed with the World Trade Organization. They're both hoping European countries agree to lift their ban on genetically modified corn. Europe's strict ban on genetically altered crops means almost all the corn grown in Wisconsin can't be exported to Europe, not because it's all genetically modified, only about a third of it is, but just because it may have come in contact with GMO corn. Last week at the G8 summit, U.S. trade officials pushed Europeans to lift or modify the ban. The director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Bob Olison, says lifting it would be good news for Wisconsin corn growers. He says most European countries are ready to loosen the ban. Only a few have been dragging their feet.
One of them is a country that produces a lot of wine and had some difficulties with us in the Iraqi war. And so there was a reason just to leave it as is until now. And so from our perspective, bringing them back into the fold and making it more efficient would give us, you know, a tremendous impact in the market here in Wisconsin. It should.
Most Wisconsin corn is fed to livestock in the state or sold to one of the growing number of ethanol plants. Still, Olison says if the European GMO ban is lifted, it could boost the price Wisconsin farmers get for their corn by 15 cents a bushel. Meanwhile, organic farmers in the state have a different concern about Europe's ban on GMOs. They want to make sure their crops aren't polluted by pollen drifting from genetically modified fields. George Seaman is the CEO of Organic Valley Co-op in Lafarge, Wisconsin. The company represents 500 farmers in 17 states. He says the European ban is hurting organic growers because they can't guarantee their crops are pure.
So actually, organic farmers right now are being cut out of markets because of Europe's strong stand. I don't think the way to deal with that is to get Europe to drop their stand. The way to deal with that is to get the United States government to deal with the lack of oversight that they have on these issues.
Seaman says if the U.S. doesn't do something about the pollen drift problem, organic farmers will turn to the courts and begin suing farmers or seed companies they say are responsible for polluting their fields with genetically modified pollen.